You're listening to a Big Finish production.
Attention! The shield has been breached. All units to prepare for immediate evacuation.
Leela! Leela! Marvin!
Attention! The shield has been breached. All units to prepare for immediate evacuation.
Leela! Leela!
Rio!
The TARDIS! Come on! Leela!
Harry! Get in! Rio? What's happened? Where's Leela?
She's not here.
Temporal shield. It's down. The planet is under attack. We need to leave now.
Leela's coming.
She better be. We can't wait much longer.
Any second now.
Leela!
She's coming.
Leela!
Exterminate!
We're out of time. I'm getting you out of here.
You can't.
We don't have a choice. If we stay, we die.
And what about Leela?
All we can do is hope she's found another way out.
No! You can't leave her!
I'm sorry. There we go. We escaped. Just. Are you all right?
You left her.
I know.
You left her.
Rio, I...
No, whatever you're going to say, don't.
You don't understand.
No, I don't. No wonder she didn't trust you.
What?
Leela. She didn't trust you. Thought you were hiding something from her, from everyone.
Everyone? And who exactly would that be?
The Resistance.
The Resistance? Ha! Now you listen to me. Oh! It's an ambush. Can't see where it's coming from. There's nothing on the scanners. Maybe on the communication channel.
Intercept target. Tricorn extending.
I can't control it. There's nothing I... Unless... Yes! The telepathic circuits is the only way... The only way I can get us out of here. Ah, this won't be pleasant. Hold on, Rio! Rio? Rio! Oh, please! I think I'd quite like to never do that again. Rio? Rio, can you hear me?
What was that?
A Dalek ambush. Must have been hanging back when the rest of them took out Mysterious shield. Wait, let me help you. Here, take my hand. Easy. Easy now, gently. Can you stand?
I think... maybe... my head.
Come on. Let's get you outside. Careful now. Steady.
Where are we? It's so... quiet. There's so much... green. The air tastes weird.
Does it? I suppose it would after living on Unity. Your head, you say? Yeah, let me see.
Ow! That hurt! Look over there. What are all those leaves?
Plants aren't exactly my department. Would you hold still? How am I supposed to check your head for injuries if you won't stop moving it?
But it's beautiful here.
Well, that was always rather the point.
What's that mean?
Oh, nothing. After all, we're here now, so... Welcome to
Mikaeron, friend. And welcome back, Cousin Narvin. It's been a long time.
Somehow, not quite long enough.
Hunter Dalek, report!
The Time Lord vessel escaped our attack!
Where is it now?
The target survived the ambush. Scanners detected two life signs on board.
You will seek and locate all associates of the Time Lord, Romana. These are orders from the Emperor.
Confirmed.
Follow the vessel to its next destination. Do not allow them to escape again.
I obey. The TARDIS will be found and its occupants identified.
Where are we?
The one place in the universe I swore I'd never come back to.
What?
Yet here you are, Cousin Narvin.
Just Narvin. We don't need all that nonsense.
How informal of you. Still, as a member of Patrick's chapter, however reluctant, you are always welcome here, as is your guest.
Who's that? And what's she talking about?
I am the apothecary and the keeper of the Patrick's chapter retreat.
The what?
The place you're sitting in the middle of. I'll explain later. She's a friend.
An old friend.
Which is why I'm here now. There was nowhere else to go. And we, I need your help. We were ambushed. My friend is injured and my TARDIS is, well, look at it. It's dying.
And you?
Oh, never mind me. Can you help?
With the boy or the ship?
Both.
What's your name, boy?
Rael.
You, I can heal. That TARDIS, though. I'll have to see whether I have the parts. It's been a while since I had the shipment from Gallifrey or anywhere. Please, this way.
I don't remember it being so quiet here. Are you alone?
For some time now, yes. I think the chapter's minds are on weightier things than contemplation.
You could say that. Rael!
Help me get him to the infirmary so I can have a proper look at him. You take his feet. Careful now. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Perhaps while I'm examining him, you could tell me what sort of trouble brings you back here now.
You make it sound like I have a choice in the matter.
Almost done. Just hold his head steady a moment. As I thought, you can let go now.
What did you think?
I'm sorry?
Just now, the scanner, you said, as I thought. What did you think?
Ah, I forgot that about you. Always more interested in the details than the whole.
If I've learned one thing over the years, it's that the details are what do the damage.
Is that so? You've changed.
I've had to.
And did you ever stop to ask yourself whether you changed because you turned your back on your chapter? Or whether you turned your back on your chapter because you changed?
I'm not in the mood for riddles. Just tell me about the boy.
Shock, naturally. Some bruising, some scrapes, a nasty blow to the head. If that surface swelling is anything to go by, but there's no evidence of concussion. Nothing that time, with a little help from me, won't cure. He's been through a lot.
Yes, he has. Why didn't I see that ship?
Ship?
A Dalek ship attacked us. We were... well... oh, it's a long story.
One best told over a meal, perhaps. I find that when the body decides it needs rest, the best thing to do is to listen to it. Rayo will sleep for a while, I think. Tell me, cousin, when was the last time you ate?
And we were lucky. I managed to get the TARDIS here, but... well, for a moment I thought... oh, I thought it was over.
And the Dalek ship?
It was certainly well hidden. I had no idea it was there until it opened fire on us.
Or perhaps it was lying in wait and you were simply too distracted to see it in time.
I don't follow.
Always the details, never the whole.
A ludicrous sentiment, like everything else here. Pseudo-mystical babble, Romana would have called it. Oh, listen to me. I used to think there was no place for sentimentality in all this. I truly believed it. Now, seems to be all I have left. Romana gone, and... Rhea was Leela's responsibility. He was hers. And when I left her on Mysteria, when I chose to leave her, I made him mine. What else could I have done?
Nothing. And yet you still feel guilty.
Guilty? Guilty? Oh, if you knew some of the things I've done in my time. What I've had to do.
You think I haven't followed your career? Or that even out here there were never rumors about you? What you had done, what they thought you would do? You were always ambitious, yes. Perhaps a little pompous.
Pompous?
But never naive. I know what you're capable of. You're tired. You need rest.
What I need is to understand where that Dalek ship came from. What if it wasn't just waiting for anyone who escaped? What if it was waiting for us, our TARDIS? But it could only do that if it knew we were there in the first place. If it had followed us from Unity.
Approach your Emperor, Dalek Supreme. The fugitives escaped Mysteria. They survived. Two life signs detected on board. The Hunter Dalek has been ordered to follow and report. This Time Lord has information useful to the Dalek cause. What are your orders? The Time Lord will not escape again. Your Emperor does not tolerate failure. Confirmed. I obey, Emperor. All associates of the Lady Romana will be captured. Gallifrey will fall to my empire.
I know there's something he's not telling us. Leela was social.
Leela was what?
Good morning, Narvin. Did you sleep well?
Not particularly. Leela was what?
I don't remember.
Really? Well, a moment ago it sounded like you remembered well enough.
Don't push. He's exhausted and fragile. Perhaps you could show Rayo some of Michaelon. It might be restorative for both of you. He's angry. Be careful.
Angry? Because of his mother?
That's part of it, I think. But there's more.
Ah, this is about Leela. You see?
Yes, Narvin, I see. But if you care about him, and I believe you actually might, then you need to resolve this. And soon. I'll see you later, Rayo. Come and find me in the gardens. There's something I'd like to show you.
Sure.
You're awake. That's good.
No, it's not. Everything hurts.
I'm sorry.
Have you heard anything? From Leela?
No. Although, until the TARDIS is repaired, we wouldn't be able to receive a message anyway.
But she got away, right? She had to. Maybe she's with Eris.
Perhaps.
She would have got away, though. She definitely would have. I mean, it's Leela.
Indeed. It's Leela. Can you walk? There's not much here, but you might like it. I could give you the full tour.
I'm fine here, thanks.
Rhea, I don't think either of us are fine. And loath as I am to admit it, the apothecary is right. You feel better for having seen some of Michaelon, which, believe me, is something I never thought I'd say.
I'd rather be alone, thanks.
Well, I'm afraid that isn't an option. And I have all day to sit here.
Okay. I get it. I'm up.
Be careful. Steady, all right?
Show me, then. What's so special about this place? That's what an ocean is. How far does it go?
Other than the rock this citadel is built on, there's nothing here but ocean. This tower is the highest point of the entire world.
Leela told us about oceans, me and Mum. She told us there were places where there was water as far as you could see, but a whole planet covered by water. I never believed it.
Well, here you are. I think that's why the Patrix chapter chose it. No distractions.
From what?
The contemplation of beauty. That's what this place was designed for. Time Lords from my chapter, my house, used to come here to retreat from the universe. They would stare at the walls and the waves and congratulate themselves on admiring the view before going back to Gallifrey, refreshed and rejuvenated, and just as pointless and powerless as ever.
Sounds as though you didn't like them very much.
No, it isn't that. More that I never understood them.
But they're what? Your family? Your house?
I suppose that was the idea in the beginning. That the houses together would keep Gallifrey turning. That each chapter would balance out the others. That there would always be someone to stop things from going too far. That's worked out well, hasn't it?
What about your friend Romana? Was she one of you?
Romana? A Patrix? No. No. But even when we were on opposite sides, I think I understood her better than I did any of my own chapter. And I think perhaps she understood me too.
Doesn't that make her your family then?
Romana has always been Romana, for better or worse.
And Leela?
Leela has always most definitely been Leela.
Sounds about right. It's different from Unity here.
It's different from everywhere here.
I thought you said you never wanted to come back.
I didn't want to. I don't.
So?
If I'd had any choice, it wouldn't have been here. But when that Dalek ship was firing on us and the TARDIS began to come apart, I had to do something. And the telepathic circuits on these models are so unreliable. We could have ended up anywhere or nowhere.
But it was here.
Yes. Yes, it was. Worthless. This whole place...
You don't have to leave, Narvin.
Of course I do. I can't... Don't you see?
You are Patrix Chapter. This is our second home. You belong here as much as any of us.
No, I don't. I mean, what's it for? Sitting here in splendid isolation, spending my time contemplating clockwork and stained glass and shadows, when there are things that really matter to be dealt with.
And you don't believe the beauty of the strands of time to be worthy of your talents?
I believe that I can be useful to Gallifrey now, by studying real data, through action, not by peering into a murky future that anyone with half a brain could change on a whim.
I see.
Do you? Really? Because I wonder if anyone does, if anyone understands. The CIA could be so much more. If only they would embrace...
Embrace you?
But why not? Oh, Go back to pondering your pretty little mules and your pretty little machines and your pretty little world where no one would ever dream of getting their hands dirty. I intend to make a difference.
You mean make a name for yourself?
Aren't they the same thing?
You tell me.
What? And you just left?
It was a long time ago. Things were different. I was different.
Yeah, not that different.
Oh, I see some of Leela's charm has rubbed off on you. Now, I know she's on your mind. She's on mine, too. On Nesteria, before the ambush, you said she didn't trust me.
Did I?
She thought I was hiding something. That's what you told me.
I don't remember.
You don't remember what I meant to be hiding, or don't remember talking about it?
Either.
Never mind. That's the refectory bell.
The what?
Food. This can wait.
Open communication channel to Dalek Command.
This is the Dalek Supreme. Report.
Hunter Dalek 4-3 in position above the ocean planet. I have located three life forms on the planet.
Are they Time Lords?
Two Time Lords and one other.
I will inform the Emperor. Remain in orbit. Stand by for orders.
With an appetite like that, you must be on the mend. How's the head?
Good. Sorry, I just...
What is this? I've never tasted anything like it.
It's just vegetables from the kitchen gardens.
You grew it?
I picked it myself an hour ago.
Out of the ground?
Where else would it have come from?
How do you know it's not contaminated or anything? That you can just eat it?
Not everywhere is like Unity.
Not yet.
No, not yet.
You must stay as long as you want. There's plenty of food in the stores, and the gardens were meant to feed more than just me.
Thanks. But I have somewhere to be.
Do you? Well, perhaps you should consider it. You'll be out of the war here. Safe. It's what your mother would have wanted for you.
I said no! I think I need to lie down. My head, you know?
Of course. Rest.
Rayo. I'm sorry.
It's not me you should be apologizing to. It isn't grief on his mind. Whatever and whoever he's lost, he can survive that. No, as I said, there's more to it. The problem, I think, is you.
Me? But I rescued him. I saved him.
Oh, did you? And healed him all by yourself, too, no doubt.
Well, no, but I brought him here. It amounts to the same thing.
Narvin, listen to an old friend's advice. That boy is carrying more weight than he can bear, and you're the one who can take it off him. He thinks you're keeping something from him, and it's eating him from the inside out. He's right, isn't he? You are hiding something, and not just from him.
No, but yes, but... No, it's complicated. To make it right would be... Oh, even more complicated.
It usually is.
With the greatest respect, Apothecary, I believe I might have a little more experience of complicated than you.
Supreme Dalek to Hunter 4-3.
What are your orders?
Capture the Time Lord Narvin. All other life forms to be exterminated. The Emperor has no use for them.
What if the target resists?
Exterminate him. Time Lord Narvin is useful, but not essential. Capture or exterminate. Leave no survivors. Do not fail the Emperor.
I obey! The Emperor be praised!
Can't sleep?
No. No. I don't seem to be able to. Rather a lot on my mind.
They're on your mind, aren't they? Both of them.
I keep going over and over it in my head. The last conversation I had with Romana. I should have stopped her.
Tell me something. Did you ever think she was a fool?
Romana? No. Infuriating, yes. Never exactly foolish.
Well, then, she must have had her reasons. Tell yourself to trust in that.
And Leela? What am I supposed to tell myself about her?
What you have to.
I left her. After everything we went through to find her, I left her.
But you didn't leave Rayo.
Speaking of whom? What's he doing up? And where's he off to?
The cloisters?
The TARDIS.
There it is. Looks like she fixed it.
What could he want in the TARDIS?
He's certainly determined.
He can't possibly... Oh, can he? You don't think he plans to... Oh, no. What in Gallifrey's name do you think you're doing? You can't possibly fly a TARDIS.
Yeah, I realise that.
After you decided to give it a go,
I thought it couldn't be that hard. After all, if you...
Oh, if I can do it, anyone can. Oh, thank you very much.
I'm sure there's no harm done.
I can't be here, all right? There's somewhere I'm meant to be.
Yes, in bed, recovering.
I'm recovered.
You can't be thinking of going back to Unity.
I'd rather die than go back there. Look, I just have to go.
Go where, exactly? You keep saying that. Look, say, just for a moment, that you could pilot, steal, in fact, my ship. Where in the universe is it that you're trying to get to,
I can't trust you. Leela said so.
Ah, yes, so she did. And did she happen to tell you why, or was that the extent of her glorious insight into my character,
She didn't need to tell me why. I trust her. That's all I need.
And I've lost count of the people I knew who are dead or gone because all they needed was to trust someone.
She kept me safe. That's enough.
And what, by the Matrix, have I done? Left you to rot on some desolate planet?
No. Just her.
What could be so important that you would try to steal a Time Lord ship? A damaged one, no less, when you were still injured?
The Resistance. They're going to end the Time War.
End the Time War? That's not possible. Nothing can end the Time War. If it could be done, it already would have been, believe me.
Even if it meant making the Time Vortex unusable. Forever.
What?
I want to help them. They're going to... Oh!
Rail! Run! Now! Well, it's from Unity to Mysteria, and now here?
Oh, I don't understand. I activated our shield as soon as you said there was a Dalek trailing you. How has it broken through?
It's persistent, I give it that. I was startled though, we'd lost it.
Some kind of disruptor device? Something that could burrow through the shield without collapsing it or triggering an alarm? Yes, that would fit. It must have been working its way through ever since you arrived.
Oh, what a reassuring thought.
There's only one. We can fight it.
You're out of your mind.
No, he's right. I cannot allow a Dalek on Michaelon to go unchallenged. This is a place of peace, of beauty, of everything that Daleks are not. This way! Here, the cloisters are narrow. It'll take a while to reach us. Listen, there's a stock of weapons in the old larders. If we loop around, we should come out behind the Dalek and be able to surprise it.
You're suggesting... suggesting we actually take it on?
If you're right, that creature has followed you across half the galaxy. Do you really think it's just going to turn around and leave?
When you put it like that.
Rayo's right. I think we can probably handle one little Dalek between us, don't you?
All right.
One little Dalek? Probably. Oh, by all the stars. Oh. And this only if we can get to the larders, which is questionable.
If you have a better idea, then please.
Time lost.
The larders it is.
Only we can't go back. So the only way from here to there is...
The Aurora Pathway, of course it is. This place!
What's wrong with that? If that's the way, let's go.
You don't understand. This entire complex was created to be beautiful, even the corridors.
And?
The Aurora Pathway is made of glass, walls, ceiling, floor, perfectly transparent, attractively coloured glass.
But it will see us.
Yes,
we'll need a diversion.
I'll do it. I'll distract it. You get the weapons.
Absolutely not.
No.
It won't want to move far from the TARDIS. I'm sure it knows that's our only way out. It seems to want us to surrender, so perhaps... All right, I'll do it. I'll try to buy us some time.
Seek and locate.
If it wants us to surrender, then why is it shooting at us?
Would you like me to ask?
If you're wrong...
I don't think I am.
But your regenerations, were they ever restored?
I suppose this is one way of finding out. But if you have a better idea, then please...
We'll be as quick as we can.
Time Lord!
Right. Looking for someone, are we?
Identify!
My name is Narvin. But I think you already know that.
It's not far. Stay behind me and do exactly as I do. We don't want to risk anything that will draw its attention. Narvin will keep it distracted as long as he can, but the longer we take, the more danger he's in.
It won't just, you know, shoot him as soon as it sees him.
It might, but that's a gamble he's willing to take.
He's crazy.
He's trying to protect you. Not this place and not me. Certainly not himself. You.
I didn't ask for his protection. I don't need it.
And yet he's willing to risk his life to do it anyway. Think about that when you tell him you can't trust him.
It's not me. It's Leela, she said...
I don't know this Leela. I don't know who she was to you, and I don't know what it is that she thinks he's done. But if we judge everyone by whispers and hearsay, the universe would be an ugly, lonely place and not worth the fight. Hush now. You see it. There, through the glass. And there, that turning at the end of the corridor, that's the larders. The stasers at the back of the third room... Don't make a sound. With me? Ready? Quickly now.
Time Lord Narvin, you will surrender or you will be exterminated.
This may seem like an odd question. You'll have to forgive me. I'm a little out of the loop, you see. But... why? Well, surely if you were going to exterminate me, you would have done so already.
Obey, or you will be exterminated!
My point exactly. Obey whom? You?
Obey the Emperor!
Your Emperor, not mine.
You are the Emperor's prisoner. Surrender, or you will be exterminated!
And why would the Emperor of the Daleks be interested in me? I'm nobody. Well... not anymore, anyway.
All associates of the Time Lord Romana are of interest to the Emperor. You are an associate of the Time Lord Romana.
Was. I was an associate of the Time Lord Romana. Wrong tense. You saw to that. And then you almost blew up my ship.
Time Lord Narvin will surrender or be exterminated.
And my own associates? Am I to believe that when I surrender, they will go free?
They are of no interest to the Emperor.
I wouldn't imagine they are.
They will be exterminated!
I don't quite think so.
Now!
castle around it! We're not getting through!
Skeeter!
Here.
Do not resist!
Keep it pinned down. Keep weakening the shield.
We've got it! Come on! Over here!
Exterminate! Exterminate!
There's damage on the left side of its casing. As soon as its shield drops, aim for that!
Almost. Just a little more.
This is for my mother! And for unity!
Well, that was bracing.
You stood there and talked at it. And it worked.
Apparently. Or perhaps you think I'm in league with it, hmm?
I think that was maybe the bravest thing I've ever seen.
Oh.
Is it dead?
I'd say so. Even Daleks have their limits.
I need to see it.
We didn't discuss you arming him.
We didn't not discuss it, and if I hadn't, you might not still be talking.
I'm sure you could have managed perfectly well without involving him.
You know as well as I do that he's already involved. Whether you like it or not, it's his fight, too.
We did it! It's really dead. It's for you, Mum. And you, Leela.
And for you, Romana. Although, I wonder, why do they want your associates? Could it be possible? It's a hunter model, not a trooper. Must have attached some kind of tracker to our TARDIS. We were lucky. Looks like it was damaged coming through the planetary shield.
Yeah, but you can't be sure we wouldn't have taken it out anyway.
I can. If it wasn't for that damage, or if it had been more heavily armored, the statistical likelihood of our being in a fit state to have this conversation would be very, very low.
A hunter Dalek on McKaylin hunting you, it would seem.
As an associate of Romana. It had orders to bring me to its emperor.
You think it was alone?
If there were more, they'd already be here. No. No, this one was on its own. We have time, but not much.
I can repair our shield. But until I see how it came through, I may not be able to do much more than patch the hole.
That's a start. But if the Daleks really are rounding up Romana's allies, they won't stop at a single hunter. There will be more. And I'm afraid no shield is going to hold them back forever.
You'll have to excuse the mess in here. I'm afraid sometimes things are too useful to be discarded, even if they aren't beautiful. Shields being one of them. Look, there's the tear. The Dalek must have cut straight through. 70%, 80, 90, and there. Planetary shield back at full capacity. That should stop any more tracker signals, although I'm not sure it'll help if they've already flagged our location.
And its ship?
Here. In a decaying orbit. Should burn up when it hits the shield. One ship it can cope with, but I wouldn't want to test it against an entire Dalek fleet.
They'll send more.
I'm afraid so. I'll have to strip the TARDIS down to a skeleton before I can be sure that there's no more surprises hiding in there. And by then, it might be too late.
Unless the thing they're looking for isn't here. How long for you to finish the TARDIS repairs? Just the basics.
Half a day, perhaps. Less with an extra pair of hands.
Then there's no time to lose.
And where would you go?
I don't know. Away. As far away from the war, from Gallifrey and all the rest of it as possible. A fresh start. What do you think, Rhea?
You can't.
After all this, you still won't trust me.
Not that. It's the Resistance. Their plan. They're going to poison the vortex.
If you find Narvin before I do, tell him I need to speak to him urgently. Tell him we've got a plan which could end the war.
Is that what you were talking about just now? You said polluting the time vortex.
Tell him we think we can poison the well. We just need to access the untempered schism.
The what?
Something on Gallifrey.
That's impossible, utterly impossible, even by Eris's standards. It's insanity.
It's what he said. Without the vortex, everything changes. You could help them. If you go to them, help them. It will prove you're on the same side.
You're absolutely sure that's what they said?
I'm sure.
Go to Gallifrey. I can't go back to Gallifrey. It's simply not possible.
It's your home, isn't it?
Not anymore. The Gallifrey I knew, the one I believed in, is gone. I already tried to save it, and I couldn't. I tried.
Try again.
Rayo.
No, really, try again. You think I wouldn't save Unity if I could? If I could make it better, if I could save Mum, I'd do anything to be able to fix it, to be able to go home.
God, to go home.
To put everything back to how it was, how it should be. But I can't, because it's just me. You're a Time Lord with a spaceship and a way to make a difference. A way to help the Resistance.
I'm also an exile. Did you know that?
Exiled? How?
Doesn't matter now. But if I go back as you want me to, they will execute me. Or worse.
You don't understand what you're asking, Rayo. You can't, and that's no bad thing.
Then make me. Make me understand why you're not even willing to try.
That's enough. Now let me be perfectly clear, just so that you know what you're asking. If I return to Gallifrey and I'm caught, I will be tried. Except, of course, the days of an honest trial in the capital are long gone, if they ever existed in the first place. I know a little about that. But I will be tried after a fashion, and I will be found guilty of whatever charges Rassilon sees fit to lay upon my head. I will be executed, publicly and painfully, wiped from the Matrix. I've seen it happen to others. They won't just kill me. They will erase me. Now, knowing all that, you'd ask me to do it anyway.
Yes. Because if it were me, I'd do it. Because somebody has to do the right thing.
Your mother taught you that.
And Leela. Because this, what's happening, has to stop somewhere. And if it isn't on Gallifrey, it won't be anywhere. This war, your war, will keep spreading and planets like mine will suffer more than anyone else. They'll just be like Unity. And all those worlds and everyone on them will die unless somebody takes a stand. Now, before it's too late. You stood in front of that Dalek, even though you were afraid, right?
Yes.
Then do it again!
Gallifrey must stand.
Gallifrey can burn for all I care.
Emperor, approach your god. The signal from the Hunter has been lost.
Lost?
We have recovered fragments of a recording.
Proceed. Destroyed our hunter.
Confirmed.
Where is his TARDIS?
We are scanning, but there is a planetary shield. We cannot trace the target.
You have lost the Time Lord. Leave me.
I leave. As you command.
I will not be denied! My Emperor, Time Strategist, I have studied the timelines. I have another plan. Proceed. Gallifrey must fall.
And if I bypass this, and connect that to... Oh, ah! Well, perhaps not.
What are you doing?
We are leaving.
I told you. I'm not going anywhere that isn't Gallifrey.
And I made it perfectly clear that is exactly where we are going. Anywhere that isn't Gallifrey.
So you're a coward after all, then?
I'm a realist.
Yeah, sure, realist. Just as well your friend Romana was gone. Just as well she forgot who you were. Maybe it's what you deserve.
Perhaps she isn't.
I don't understand. Before we left Unity, you said she was gone. That she was somebody different.
I lied. For her. She knew that Leela would never leave her, so I had to. And that's what I was hiding from Leela. From Eris. From everyone. To protect them. And because it was what Romana needed me to do. But then the Daleks came and... I don't have to justify myself to you. How could you ever come close to knowing how my world works, or how it used to?
But I can. I know. You've connected the stabilizer circuit to the shield control. Here.
Oh.
And I'm afraid those transmission circuits need a little more work.
Perhaps it's for the best if we aren't reachable.
Is that really your plan? To simply cast yourself adrift?
Doesn't seem like the worst idea, all things considered.
And Leela?
Leela is amply capable of taking care of herself.
And you, Narvin? Are you? Is this who you are?
Better this than what's left once Rassilon has finished with me. Or him. Even if I were reckless enough to consider it myself, I won't risk taking Rayo to Gallifrey. You know what they'd do to him. But if we run...
You couldn't set your memories aside for a single night. It isn't just the Daleks you'd be running from. If you turn your back now, you'll have to run very, very hard. Not that you'll need to for long, of course, because when things come to a head, it won't just be Gallifrey that burns. It'll be time itself. So much for wanting to make a difference.
Perhaps you were right last time. Perhaps all I did want was to make a name for myself. Either way, I was clearly a fool.
And never able to look past the details to the bigger picture. I know what you're capable of.
Now. Now or never. They need you. Please.
You know, I've been wondering about taking on an apprentice. Someone to help me here, and a little company. They need to be willing to learn, of course. The problem is finding someone all the way out here. The right person. It's such an inconspicuous little planet, and so far away from everywhere else. So easy for outsiders to miss. And if I had someone, and with a shield at full capacity, I could activate the isolation protocols and slip us out of space-time altogether.
What are you saying?
Simply that if the opportunity arose...
What? Wait. You're not leaving me.
I'm certainly not taking you to Gallifrey.
But you'd go if I'm not with you.
It's looking like an unpleasantly distinct possibility. If you stay here... You could have a future. I'm not sure I can say the same. What do I have? No home, no regenerations, no allies left, and precious few friends. Besides, if this lunatic plan of theirs is to stand a chance, someone has to be there to curb Leela's rasher impulses.
Gallifrey must stand.
Gallifrey will stand. The true Gallifrey. Whatever it takes. Thank you for saying he can stay.
You feel responsible for him, I know. It suits you. But Rhea will have a place here as long as he needs one. Between you and me, there's only so much beauty one can contemplate without having a conversation or two. Perhaps, when all this is done, the Time Lords of the Patrix chapter will remember Michaelon and feel its pull again. And when they need it, we will be here to welcome them all back. Even you, Narvin.
You think so?
I'll leave you to say your goodbyes. The shield will be open until you're clear. Well then, good luck.
If this works, if they do poison the vortex... You're a very long way from Gallifrey. There'll be no way back,
You and I both know that when you want there to be a way, you usually find one. When it's over, we'll be waiting. Until then, be safe, cousin.
I'll try. So.
So?
You think you'll be happy here?
I think. I could be. And if you won't take me to Gallifrey, then...
I won't.
Mum would have liked it here. She'd have liked the ocean and the food. There's a whole garden full of plants that can be used to make medicines. I'll be able to help people. Sick people like...
People like your mother?
You think she'd be proud of that? Of me?
Absolutely. Well, then, I should,
Yeah.
I need to,
Me too. Thank you.
For what?
You know, all of it, and I'm sorry.
Oh. Right, well, mustn't keep the resistance waiting, must we? Goodbye, Rhea.
Goodbye, Narvin. See you around, maybe.
Right, scanning resistance channels. And if I just... Ah, look at that. She's closing the shield. Funny. It's rather beautiful from up here, after all. Now, emergency protocols on. Requesting secure channel. I need to reach Leela to tell her I'm on my way. I'm coming to help. I've lost too many friends already.
Provide us with the location of your associates or you will be exterminated!
We've been here before, though, haven't we? And I will never betray those I love. Not ever! So what are you going to do about it?
Exterminate!
Defense shields! TARDIS defense shields! Who in the name of Gallifrey?
Hello, Romana! Do hop in!
Braxiatel?
Before they think to come round the back!
How did you find me? Is Narvin with you? Leela?
Narvin? No. Nor Leela. There's no time, but I'll explain on the way.
On the way to where?
You'll see.
You have been listening to Gallifrey Time War, Dissolution by Lou Morgan. Narvin was played by Sean Carson. Rayo, Omar Austin. The Apothecary, Anna Carteret. The Daleks, Nicholas Briggs. Eris, Samuel Gosrani. Braxiatel, Miles Richardson. and Romana, Lala Ward. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The script editor was Matt Fitton. Sound designer, Russell McGee. Composer, Joanne Morris. Producer and director, Scott Hancock. And executive producers, Nicholas Briggs and Jason Hay Gallery.
Thank you.